My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Welcome to the Black Girls Heal podcast, where we talk about healing our intimacy disorders, unresolved trauma, and building a healthy relationship with first ourselves and then others. Every episode, we will talk about advice you can apply today to break unhealthy patterns and grow in your self-worth. I'm Sheena Lachey, love addiction coach and trauma specialist. Let's begin. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
Okay, so I have a question for you. On a scale of 0 to 5, where 0 is I don't think about it at all, and 5 is I'm fully connected, how on top of your hormone health are you? If you said 0 to 1, it is time to build that connection. Your hormones and your cycle are central to your overall functioning, and regulating your body will completely transform your mental, emotional, and physical health. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And even though it helps for more than just menopause, Hormone Harmony is great for any horrible menopausal symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, bloating and gas, lower sexual desire. Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BGH at checkout.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. I hope that this finds you well and thriving wherever you are. So I am on my batch record day. I have started recently batch recording podcast episodes so that I can pass it off to an amazing podcast team to take it over for me. And I have been trying to record an episode that really shouldn't take me that long, 4, maybe 5 times now over the last 2 hours. And so what I'm just going to allow myself to do is just to talk to you as an audience. And either this will be one of the episodes that I choose to go out, or this is going to be something just for me, something just here on the side. But first, I want to say thank you so much for all of the feedback that y'all gave in regards to the 3 mistakes series that I did last month. If you're just now joining this podcast, I did a series for 4 weeks where I talked about 3 mistakes that I made as a love addict and a love avoidant, and when I had dating relationships, and then also when I had committed partnerships. And just how these intimacy disorders specifically showed up for me. I didn't cover the whole gamut, but I talked about some specific examples, which according to your messages really helped many of you identify some things that you have been struggling with, but didn't know what that looks like, and also helped you feel not alone, and also gave you, I guess, some real world examples. And so I'm happy that you found that helpful. But one of the themes that I have been going through this year is transition and relationships. There have been so many transitions for me, transitions that I wanted to make, transitions that have been kind of forced upon me by circumstances, transitions that have been joyful, transitions that have been really hard. And one of the things that I have kind of had to learn the hard way is sometimes no matter how much you want relationships to stay the same, they have to move. They have to look differently. Sometimes people outgrow each other. Sometimes the purpose of the relationship is no longer being met. Sometimes that's because one or both sides is no longer able to fulfill or show up in that relationship the way that it was intended. Or sometimes it's because that person is fully showing up, but the other person needs something else. And so, you know, whether or not it's friendships or work relationships or romantic relationships, one of the things that I've had to learn the hard way is whenever I try to hold on to something longer than it needed to be there, it would just slowly implode. And the implosion would be fights. The implosion would be resentments. The implosion would be sleepless nights. It would be mistakes that would pile up on top of each other. It would be balls being dropped. It would mean people who could typically just transition in peace eventually growing to no longer being able to talk to each other because they tried to make something stay that wasn't supposed to stay. And, you know, I guess as we all enter this new chapter, as it feels like the sun is starting to shine again on us, as the world is opening back up, people are booking flights again, people are going on trips. I know some people never stop, but, you know, hiring signs are out, people are going out, people who have been staying inside this whole time are actually starting to breathe fresh air again. You know, we're transitioning into a new stage, but we also are redefining what does this look like for us. You know, even extroverts are considering, do I really want to be around people as much now that I don't have the excuse of quarantine and lockdown anymore? Or are there only certain people that I want to be around? People are telling employers that they are not going to go back to the office. Like, we've all been wanting things to go back to normal for a long time. And also, normal is not, our new normal is not going to look like it did before. It can't. We are all different. We've all grown. We've all learned how to cope and operate in the world in a different way. And let's say that you're one of the sets of people where your life actually did not change that much. The life of everybody else around you has changed, right? So the rules and the things that we've done before are going to be a little bit adjusted. Even if it's just temporary, it's going to be adjusted. So I'm saying all this because I want you to know that as we are doing this transition, you're not alone. It's also okay to not know what you're doing. It's okay to have some confusion. It's okay to have some missteps. It's okay to have...
Hey, we hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Let's take a quick break to say thanks to this week's sponsors.
Attention to all my proud plant parents. It is time to give all of your plant babies the best nutrition you can, starting from the bottom up. And that starts with the best soil to help them grow happy, nourished, and strong. Coast of Maine is an organic soil brand that is approved for organic growing and has been sourced from ocean waters and farms for over 28 years. With a full range of products that support every garden and lawn, Coast of Maine products are made to restore roots to the natural world. If your soil lacks appropriate nutrients for success, by adding Coast of Maine products, it will help regenerate the healthy microbes in your soil and set you up for gardening success. And if you have a vegetable garden, not only do you benefit via an abundant harvest, but find that there is less need to maintain and feed throughout your season.
Host of Maine continually perfects the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Host of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. The products are carried by tons of local retail partners who can provide advice and insight that is not found in the big box stores. Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community for gardeners everywhere, which is why I love how they make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone. So let's get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, .com.
A smaller circle than you used to before, and it's okay to be okay with having a smaller circle than you used to before.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Let's take a quick break to say thanks to this week's sponsors. Ladies, I am so excited to share that for this podcast episode, I've partnered with eHarmony, the dating app that helps people find real, genuine connection. And for me, this app has absolutely held true to their promise, connecting me to a truly incredible relationship and partnership with someone who truly gets me. Dating apps can be so hard when it comes to filtering through persons who you may not have anything in common with or who may not be super serious about the process and committed. With eHarmony's one-of-a-kind compatibility quiz, you get a baseline standard in every match of your compatibility around values, communication styles, likes and dislikes, energy levels, and so much more. My experience with eHarmony has always been superb, with not only the quality of men I was matched with, but also with our compatibility when dating, eliminating the stress of feeling as if I was wasting my time. So, join the dating app that helps users find their most authentic relationships. eHarmony, get who gets you and start free today.
It's okay to emerge with new hobbies. It's okay to emerge with no hobbies. It's okay that you are emerging having to learn how to do life again, having to learn how to engage with people, talk with people, have the energy to actually want to do things again. It's okay that your philosophy is different than it was before. It's all okay. And I guess I don't want anyone to feel like they have to fight to make things fit that no longer fit for them. That you're not trying to get square pegs to fit into circle holes and wondering if you're doing something wrong. And actually, it's just your shape has changed. Your shape has evolved. And so what does this new shape for you look like? What does life for who you are now look like? And it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter what your family structure is like. It doesn't matter if you're married or single or got three kids and people have always known you to be this person. You get to decide who you are. You don't need them to co-sign. You don't need them to agree to it. You get to grow and evolve and change and say what works for you now. You get to grow and evolve and change and get the bravery to actually tell people what has always worked for you that maybe you might not have said before. But with all this time and self-reflection, you're stronger in it now. So, you know, because this is just me literally saying what was on my mind, I don't have three fancy points for you like I try to do for most episodes, to have 3 points to take for you to take away and to take notes on for those of you who write down little key points. But what I will say is I want everyone to trust your intuition and trust your inner voice. She knows what she's saying. She knows what you need. I actually heard recently, and I'm not going to be able to tell you where I heard it from, but it was someplace scientific, if that means anything. It probably doesn't. Probably takes away from any credibility. But I heard from a very official place recently that there have been studies done on intuition. And just the way that the brain structure of women is set up, we have more access to intuition than men do. And with that, the studies have shown that intuition is not about emotion, which sometimes can be used synonymously because of how they intersect and kind of might reinforce one another. But intuition is really the ability to perceive and kind of scan an environment and tell what is happening and take in information and take in the cause and effect. The specific definition of intuition says something to the effect of being able to understand something immediately without it even being a conscious, let me logically think through this, but that you get it in your gut. And I think many of us get in our gut when something is off, when something is good, when something needs to change, when something needs to stay the same. And that intuitive voice, that inner voice, is something that we need to consistently cherish and listen to and follow. And that voice doesn't ever go away, but the more that we actually pay attention to her, the more that we actually trust it and make decisions off of it, the stronger that it gets. And I think now is a really great time as we're all figuring out what works for us or having things stay the same or maybe watching other people go through transition. Like maybe you, like I said before, maybe you're someone who's been really stable, but you're watching other people and other things go through transition. So just watching, okay, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for us? What are the places that I can show up and serve if I feel called to serve? What are some ways that I can continue to maintain the peace that I've already had, right? So many different scenarios and stories that I couldn't do justice to on this podcast, but I just want you to know that whatever you choose, as long as it's coming from a place of fullness and wholeness, it's okay. It is okay. And it's okay for other people not to like it, because if you're making it from the place of health and wholeness, chances are it's most likely good for everyone as well. So that's it for this episode. I do believe I'm going to share it with y'all. I hope that you have an amazing day. And as always, that you are taking care of yourselves. I'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.